In the first reading from the book of Revelation, which we've been going through and will continue to go through to the end of the liturgical year on Saturday, we have this vision that John continues of heaven with 144,000. And it's just one line that describes every person in heaven. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. A person in heaven is someone who follows the Lamb wherever he goes. It's beautiful. That is what heaven is about, staying in this relationship with the Lamb. Following a relationship, and that relationship brings me to heaven. And so we can see how eager Jesus must be to awaken our heart to his presence. Because I get to heaven by following this Lamb, being awakened to that presence. One doesn't get to heaven by following rules, but by staying with the Lamb, following the Lamb wherever he goes. And once I have that relationship, rules take on more meaning, not less, because now it's not about breaking a rule, it's about hurting a relationship. And so where in our life are we not aware of the presence of this beautiful Lamb? Let us beg him to wake us up to that. And then the gospel shows us if we follow the Lamb wherever he goes, where he leads us, to the same place he led this widow. To be a widow was to be the most vulnerable, utterly dependent, not able to take care of yourself. And this Lamb led this widow in her vulnerability, in her dependence, to be detached and to have utter confidence in the providence of God. And not cling to two stupid coins that in the end aren't going to help her anyway. The Lamb leads us to where we are poor and in need to have this beautiful confidence in God. Let us do that. Where do we lack confidence in God's goodness for us, where we're in need, where we need love, where we need all the things we need in our hearts? Let us, like the widow, bring our hearts with great confidence to him.